This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I didn't hear the response, subhanAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So what you got, London? Can we try one more time? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah. Wake us up a bit, mashallah, tabarakallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah bless you, reward you, and make every minute you attend, inshallah ta'ala, in the scale of your good deeds. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Now, as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the final messenger. But He didn't only choose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He also chose the companions around Him. He also chose His family members around Him, the people who aided Him to deliver the message. And one of them is Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha. But before that, just to give you an idea about how important this generation was, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda once spoke about the companion saying, "Man kana mustannan falyastanna biman qad mat." Anyone wanted to follow a path that is inshallah leading to Jannah, let him follow the path of those who pass away. Those who passed away. Ula'ika ashabun nabi. He was referring to the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he goes on to list the qualities that they were the best of mankind. Misdaqan liqawli nabi. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned earlier, khayrun nas qarni. The best of people are my generation, then the one to follow, and then the one to follow. One of those generations is Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, describing the manners of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. The manners of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were the Qur'an. If you wanted to understand the Qur'an, look into the lifestyle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a walking Quran. Now we've heard this narration many times before, but perhaps we didn't ask ourselves the question, what were these manners exactly? What were these manners exactly? And this is what I wanted to share with you, inshallah. And why is that important? Because Allah told us in the Quran that indeed in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lies the perfect model for you to follow. How many of you here have observed some people who are fascinated about some celebrities out there? Actors, actresses, singers, footballers, anyone? Have you seen people of that? You guys don't see people? Like, yani, try to respond. How many people have seen others, not you, we are all angels, alhamdulillah, but you've seen others fascinated about actors and actresses and footballers? Raise up your hand. No one is going to judge you, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. And probably you've seen them wearing like them, cutting their hairs like them, right? Following the fashions and whatnot. But Allah is telling us, if you really wanted to end up, inshallah ta'ala, with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, you must behave like him in dunya. That's the criteria. And this is why it is very important to understand his manners, his attitudes, his ethics, because Islam is not just about praying five times a day. Islam is not about, not only about fasting during the month of Ramadan. Islam is not only about giving zakah. Islam is not only about those five pillars. These are the foundations of the deen, but not the entire building. These are the foundations, the pillars of the deen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bunya al-Islamu ala khams." And I want you to pay attention to my hands gesture here. It's very important. He said, Islam has been established upon five pillars. Here is Islam, and here are the five pillars. They are separate. The five pillars are the foundations. The more you strengthen them, the more your building becomes strong. And part of that building is perfecting our manners. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in one of his earlier ahadith, he said, "Innama bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq." I have been sent to perfect manners. All the messengers of Allah, all the prophets of Allah were sent for one reason, and that is to convey the message of worshipping none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ عَبُدُوا اللَّهِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. That we have sent to every nation a messenger with the message, worship Allah and stay away from worshiping any other deities. This was the main purpose why messengers were sent to mankind. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given an extra mission to fulfill, and that is perfecting our manners. Perfecting our manners. And that's why you see ayat in the Quran like, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." That salah prevents a person from falling into shameful activities, which means an act of worship like salah, which is amud al-deen or imad al-deen, the pillar, the backbone of the deen is salah, as mentioned by the Prophet ﷺ. But its main purpose is to perfect your manners so that you don't fall into shameful activities, and so on and so forth. So manners are absolutely essential. Now, due to the time limitation that I have only selected three of those manners, insha'Allah ta'ala. Perhaps we have heard about them many times, but maybe you are still lacking perfecting them bi-idhnillah. The first on the list, and I hope that you are taking notes. I'm sure if you are a sister, most likely you are taking notes. If you are a brother, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Because they are, mashallah, they have good memories, you know. Bukhari and Muslims, mashallah. The first is the manner of truthfulness, the manner of honesty, transparency, and how the Prophet ﷺ was titled by his enemies prior to Islam as As-Sadiq Al-Amin, the truthful, the trustworthy. These were his titles prior to Islam. And most likely, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected him to deliver his message. Because the message required honesty, required a man to deliver it exactly as it has been revealed. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you look at the Quran and the description of other prophets, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, for example, وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صُدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. And relate the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Indeed, he was a truthful man and he was a prophet. Speaking about Idris alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the same thing about him word for word. وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صُدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. Mention in the book the story of Idris. Indeed, he was a truthful man and a prophet. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Ismail alayhi salam, the son of Ibrahim, he said what? وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. and relate in the book the story of Ismail alayhi salam. Indeed, he was truthful to his promises, and he was a messenger and a prophet. He grew up in a household that encouraged honesty and truthfulness. That's why he became truthful as well. Subhanallah, maybe some of you relate to what I'm about to say. Back in the days, maybe you were little boy sitting or little sister sitting in your home, and the phone rang, and you picked the phone. And just as you picked the phone, your father looked at you and said, "If Uncle Omar, tell him I'm asleep." You laugh, that means it happened. And so you pick up the phone, you see it's Uncle Omar, "Sorry, my Baba is asleep. Let him call me later." And the lies continue. Who taught you to lie now? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But Allah mentioned that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a truthful man. That's why the production was a truthful man, Ismail alayhi salam. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made it a criteria, one of the criteria for us to enter Jannah, believe it or not. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Alaykum bis-sidq, I command you to be truthful. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ." I command you to be truthful, for truthfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. And then he warned us against the opposite. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبِ, and beware of lying. Beware of lying, for lies leads to wickedness. The more you lie, the more you become skillful liar. وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. You start lying on your feet without even thinking. Unconsciously you become liar. وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And wickedness leads to hellfire. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned. Remember, my brothers and sisters, and lies doesn't have colors. So there is no white lie and a black lie and a purple lie and a pink lie. Lie is a lie. There are only three conditions in which the Prophet ﷺ allowed a little bit of misinformation. When your life is in danger, or when your country is in danger, you may utter a few misinformation to protect yourself, protect your family, and so on. When you are reconciling between two people who are not living on good terms, you say, "You know, wallahi, Brother Ahmed loves you so much. And maybe Brother Ahmed hates him so much." So you're trying to reconcile, to mend their hearts so that they can get back on track. This is allowed. And the third one, which is my favorite, is to lie to your wife. But don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean you do something haram outside and come and lie to her. No, no, no. But rather, make her feel good about herself. Like, you know, you get up in the morning, and you know our sisters in the morning at home, they are very comfortable, no hijabs. You see, mashallah, the hair is going everywhere, like the African map. If they have this mascara and whatnot, it bleeds in the morning. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Like, instead of looking at her and saying, mashallah, you say, "A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan." But no, don't say that. Do not say that. But rather look at her and say, "Mashallah, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. You're a liar, but that's okay. That's a good one." Actually, the Prophet ﷺ said, this is not a lie, but don't exaggerate. And I'm trying to add a little bit of humor, but don't exaggerate, otherwise she wouldn't believe you also. She would say, "You're a big liar." May Allah protect us all, Ya Rab. But the bottom line is, my brothers and sisters, be careful, because the opposite of the truthfulness that we talked about is listed by the Prophet ﷺ as a sign of hypocrisy. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Ayat al-munafiq thalath." If you wanted to identify a hypocrite, look for three signs. The first on the list, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. When he speaks, he utter lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ. And when he promises, he breaks those promises. وَإِذَا أُؤْتُمِنَ خَانْ. And when he is entrusted with something, he betrays those trusts. May Allah protect us all. So be careful. Lying could lead you to fall into this category of hypocrites. وَلَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Some people may ask that, how can we actually develop this habit of being truthful? Well, Allah told us in the Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. All you who believe, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, when you hear the words يا أيها الذين آمنوا, pay extra attention, because Allah is addressing you. All you who believe, all those who said that Allah is our Lord and Muhammad is His messenger, Allah is calling on you, telling you that after this statement in the Quran, make it your homework. After any statement, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, whatever comes after it is either a command for you to follow or a prohibition for you to stay away from. In the context of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding you to surround yourself with the truthful, if you wanted to be one of them. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, al-mar'u ma'a, al-mar'u ala deen khalilih, or al-rajulu ala deen khalilih. A person is inclined to follow the religion or the way of life of his friend. Show me who your friends are, and I will tell you who you are. Most likely you will follow their traits. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, inshallah, and assist us to always have a truthful tongue. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. The second manner that I want to share with you, inshallah ta'ala, is the manner of humility, humbleness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَوْحَى إِلَيْهِ, most certainly Allah revealed to me that you should humble yourself so that no one oppresses the other and no one boasts about anything that he possesses or he owns. Always give the credits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you humble yourself like this, and he started lower his palm until it was grounded, it was leveled with the ground, Allah will elevate him like that. And he started raising up his palm up, facing upwards to the sky. If you wanted to be in Al-Firdaus al-A'la, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and let me see some hands, who wanted to be in Al-Firdaus? Some people are not interested in Al-Firdaus. Everybody wanted to be in the highest level in Jannah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Humble yourself, go down to earth. That's the condition. This is the condition. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَ. Allah, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in another narration, that whosoever humbles himself before Allah, Allah will elevate that person in status, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Luqman, Luqman was advising his son, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا, don't walk on earth as if you own it. And then he gave a very beautiful example. You will not create a hole on ground walking like that, arrogantly, وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, and you will never reach the mountains in height. So lower your wings of humility while walking on earth. Don't try to show off, وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And usually, humility is explained or defined as, when an advice is given to you and it is true, take it, no matter who give it to you, doesn't matter. And never look down upon others, because that is the definition of arrogance, the opposite. So as you can see, the Prophet ﷺ didn't only teach us the good traits, but he warned us from its opposite. Very precise message. Islam is a beautiful religion, my brothers and sisters, wallahi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, be careful, because if you have an atom weight of a mustard seed in your heart of arrogance, you will not enter Jannah. That's what our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. So humble yourself. And some may ask again, how can we develop this habit? My brothers, wallahi, there is one advice that one of my mashayikh had given me. He says, spend time with those who are less fortunate than you. Spend quality time with them. Show interest about their lives. Because I tell you something, if someone of authority, someone of fame, someone of wealth came and sat next to you, you will prepare your 10,000 selfies with that person because you wanted to tell everyone that you were with that individual. But if someone is just on the side, subhanallah al-azim, inna allaha yuhibbu al-abd al-taqi, al-naqi, al-khafi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the slave who is righteous, having taqwa of Allah, consciousness of Allah, who is pure, and he is hidden. He doesn't like to show off. Spend quality time with those who are less fortunate than you. And remember one thing. Remember your origin, my brothers and sisters in Islam. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّ خُلِقَ خُلِقَ مِمَّا إِنْ دَافِقَ. Let mankind observe from what exactly, what substance they were created. And then Allah gave the answer. You were created from a fluid that was ejected from between your bones, your backbones. That's who you are. Such a drop of water that if it fell on any of our garments, it would be considered impure. That's who we are, my brothers and sisters in Islam. How could we now, after Allah had granted us intellect, health, beauty, and everything else that we never even asked for, we start looking down upon others just because I'm different, just because I'm, you know, from that country or that country, just because of my color, just because of my background. How could you look down upon others? So remember your origin and you will be able to humble yourself. The third quality that I'm having, I don't have timer, by the way. The third quality that I'm having to share with you, inshallah ta'ala, is the quality of, or the manner of, forgiveness. Now, by show of hands, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, how many of you here would love, when they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, would love to hear the words, "Your sins are wiped out"? You yourself will be surprised, right? Like, oh my God, I thought that I'm doomed today. Yeah? If you wanted all your sins to be forgiven on the Day of Judgment, my brothers and sisters in Islam, you have to forgive others now. Another key to Jannah is to let go of other people's mistakes. Because let's be honest, we're also full of misery. We're also full of history, right? And we wanted Allah to forgive us and let go of our mistakes. So you have an opportunity today to forgive others. Look, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, or the story of a man who entered the masjid and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed at him and he said, a man from Jannah is going to come in. He's going to enter the masjid. And the companions didn't even recognize the man. And Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma, he went to him later on and he said, I'm a stranger, I'm not from here. Can you accommodate me in your home for 3 days? The man accepted and he accommodated him. After the third day, he confessed to him. He told him the truth. Listen, I am from here. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you are from Jannah. And I just wanted to know what you're doing. What's your secret? And I spent 3 days here. I didn't see anything different. In fact, we are doing even more acts of ibadat. So the man said, I'm no special, I'm not doing anything extra, except, here is the key, my brothers and sisters, I do not go to bed every night except that I forgive everyone. Allahu Akbar. And this is what I really wanted to achieve in this conference. Believe it or not, everyone comes here with an intention in mind. One of my intentions in this very talk is to see you, to see you in actual reality forgiving others. So here's the deal. Can we all take our cell phones out? Bismillah. Now, you may follow the instructions to an extent. Yeah? So I want you to follow one step at a time until the end, inshallah. And once I give you the final instruction, it is all up to you to either follow or leave it aside. Is that okay? Deal? Can you shout back at me? Okay? Yes, bismillah ar-Rahman. So take out, can you show me your cell phones? Show me your cell phones. Anyone here doesn't have a cell phone, by the way? Anyone doesn't have? A little one, mashallah. Cell phone dropped. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. Khalas, pick it up. Mashallah. So you guys use social media as well? You use social media? Anyone here on TikTok? TikTok? Only five? In London? La. Instagram? Anyone Instagram? Okay. All right, take out your cell phones. Come on. Open your index, your contact list. Open it. Now I want you to scroll down and see that person that you've not been talking to for a long time. I want you to locate that person that you have quarreled with in the past, whether that person is your brother, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, your wife, your husband, your children, whoever that person is, your colleague at work, I want you to locate his name or her name. Now, that person must be halal, by the way. Be careful. Don't choose the haram person, yeah? Halal brother or halal sister. Now, you located the person, open a text message. Open a text message to that particular individual and tell him, listen up. I love you for the sake of Allah. And whatever happens, already gone. If I was wrong, I'm sorry. Humble yourself and apologize when you realize that you are wrong. If I was wrong, if I harmed you, if I wronged you, if I angered you, if I annoyed you, if I did anything that stepped on your ego or whatever else, I apologize. And if you were wrong, and if you hurt me, I forgive you. Now you know the trick. If you want to continue and send the message, send the message. And if you want to give me a confirmation, thumbs up, just to feel like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had fulfilled that. So mashallah, Allah fulfilled that intention in my heart. Alhamdulillah. If you want to make me happy, just give me thumbs up. I would know that you have actually sent a text message to someone who you didn't talk to for a long time because of trivial issues. Forgiveness. Forgive each other. My brothers and sisters in Islam, wallahi, one of the things that I will never forget is the day where I met one of my uncles and I conveyed to him the message that one of our close friends, who actually we considered as another uncle, he was not blood related, had passed away. And what I heard from that uncle in particular was shocking to me as a young boy. He said, Subhanallah, he died angry with me. He died before I even asked him to forgive me. And now he went to his janazah, he prayed for him, he visited his grave. Why can't we do that? Why can't we visit each other and love each other and attend on each other's need before we depart this dunya? كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ His manners were the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us in the Qur'an to forgive each other because this is one of the best things we can do before we depart. My brothers and sisters in Islam, my time is up, but I wanted to do something before I leave, inshallah ta'ala. So can I have your attention? I'm going to shout to the top about something that we all feel, and we all yearn to see in our lifetime, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And that is a shout out to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, A big shout out to the brothers of and sisters in Gaza. Those people who have taught us what iman and resilience look like. If you want to know what iman is, look at the mother who's saying, Alhamdulillah, all my kids died, Alhamdulillah, Allah, I'm expecting the reward from you. We haven't seen that. We don't expect that to happen to us. We can't even imagine or fathom losing all our children at once. So let's make dua for them. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them more patience. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant their martyrs the highest levels in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal the wounds and the injuries that they went through. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return al-Masjid al-Aqsa in the hands of those who deserve it. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And before anything else, free, free Palestine! London, you need to wake up, wallahi. Wallahi, you need to wake up. Come on, man. How can we free Palestine like this? Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Jazakumullahu khairan. It was lovely having spent time with you. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.